In 2014, the city of Chattanooga plans to address important issues within the community, like public safety and civic engagement. So how does Chattanooga plan to improve these areas? One word, data.
The city's job is to provide the data, and then in a form that can be used. By doing that, you let the community create value on top of that. And so that's what we're hoping, is to kind of build that community in 2014.
That's Tim Moreland of Open Chattanooga, a group formed to make local government user-friendly.
Looking at those data sets that are within the city government and thinking about opening them and providing them to the public as what we consider maybe a platform, so that they can build, you know, websites, visualizations, and all kinds of things on top of them.
Imagine having a smartphone application that shows you the absolute best bicycle route in Chattanooga, or a digital map depicting crime-heavy areas in the city.
One of the cool apps that we saw several years ago was this idea that you could take your smartphone, put it on the dash of your car, and as you're driving through streets, it's going to register, you know, how smooth that street surface is. You know, transportation departments can look at that.
Jeff Cannon is the chief innovation officer for Mayor Burke. He says when the new administration entered office in 2013, their goals were to create innovation. He believes government innovation will partly come from data-driven decision-making.
I think pre-open data is sort of that when people, you know, when you look at movies of government sort of in the 50s and you think of, you know, how decisions are made and, you know, this sort of good old boy network and all those things, all those negative aspects that when people think about government, those things that they think of, I think those are all rooted in non-data decisions. That's where data is not brought to the table.
However, a problem is accessing data in the first place. Some of the city's data hasn't even been digitalized or even obtained at all. Maybe it's data on parking spaces within city limits or affordable housing.
Everything we do in government creates data. We just haven't been great with extracting that data, with looking at that data, with disseminating that data, with evaluating that data. So we as citizens, we didn't have access to this data, which is important. But also we as government who produce a lot of this data, we didn't have access to the data. So decisions were made that weren't, you know, looking at it from a data standpoint.
With the help of Open Chattanooga, the city applied for a fellowship from Code for America. Code for America is a nonprofit organization formed in 2009. They bring leaders in technology together with local government. In January, a team of web designers and developers will come to Chattanooga for 11 months, building an application that will use open data to better serve the city.
And so we as government should be responsible for getting that data out.
50 cities across the U.S. applied for Code for America fellowships, and Chattanooga was one of the 10 cities awarded. Luke Norris, Code for America's Director of Government Relations, says Chattanooga was an easy pick because the administration already supported data-driven policy. The city council even approved a $180,000 budget on the initiative in September. Plus, there was already a presence of civic engagement because of groups like Open Chattanooga.
And so our fellows actually will end up spending the entire month of February in their community, working hand-in-hand not only with folks in government, but also citizens, community leaders, trying to really understand what, you know, the issues are that citizens face as it, you know, relates to this problem. And they end up using all of that research to kind of go back to their, you know, city or state partner and suggest some type of digital solution that can impact that problem.
The Code for America fellowships have had success in the past. In 2013, Oakland, California was a recipient of the fellowship. Oakland residents were having trouble tracking requests for public records. The Code for America fellows and the City of Oakland developed RecordTrack, a website which allows users to submit and receive public records with ease.
It was a big difference of, you know, probably a lot of it being manual, not digitized. Having to go down to a county courthouse and, you know, pull out, you know, death records, you know, sort through all of these file boxes. Now as more of it's digitized and certainly maintained in a digital environment, it's far more accessible.
And Luke Norris says this type of innovation can only help local government as it increases trust and efficiency.
The work that they do starts to point at what is possible.
Right.
And as that happens, it starts to create a new dialogue in City Hall. You know, many of those conversations can start to change the way that policies are created. It also can start to change the conversation about really getting serious about creating positions for innovation so that there's someone that owns innovation, you know, closer to folks being willing to interact with, utilize, and you know, love their government as much as they do their iPhones.
So what does this mean for Chattanooga? In a press release, Mayor Andy Burke said the Code for America Fellows will help address important issues such as public safety. Jeff Cannon says applications that evaluate data can even stop crime.
If you take that data and just know, okay, you know, there's a good chance, there's a 80% probability that there's going to be a, you know, a car that's broken into in this next block within the next 24 hours. And if you're using the data correctly, you can actually thwart a crime by using analytics to determine where you're going to put your police cars.
And as Chattanooga moves forward with open and public data, it may ultimately change how local government operates.
But an open government is a government that's very transparent. Every decision that's made, you know exactly why that decision was made, how that decision was made. But it also then forces government to be not just beholden to the people, but beholden to data.
Tim Moreland of Open Chattanooga believes it's not only about local government changing, but also how residents perceive government.
Success will be measured in the number of people who are kind of follow this space and who kind of see themselves as civic technologists and things like that. And so, you know, we will have a product at the end of the time that they come here, but I think even better than that was we'll have a community.
In January, the Code for America Fellows arrive in Chattanooga. The fellowship ends in November. Only time will tell if data has made a change in the city and the community. For WUTC, I'm Garrett Crowe.